You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Hello, and once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to the eMusician Podcast Show, where we feature different individuals in the music industry. And as you get a chance to hear how, as musicians, authors, and entrepreneurs, they are growing their fan base, their experiences, successes, and or setbacks, and more. Today, we are visiting with Speed, the lead vocalist of hard rock band Silver Tongue. Silver Tongue has released 3 albums and hit the Billboard mainstream rock radio chart 3 times with the following 3 singles: Never Too Late, Face the Music, and You and Me. Their last single, You and Me, debuted at number 1 on the Billboard mainstream rock radio's most added list, and it remained on the charts for 9 consecutive weeks. They released their first acoustic EP, Lighten Up, to critical acclaim, and the accompanying DVD will be available later this winter. Known for their explosive live shows, Silver Tongue has performed with such artists as Godsmack, Disturbed, Slipknot, Buck Cherry, Hellstorm, Drowning Pool, In This Moment, and many more. Speed, a pleasure to have you with us today on the eMusician Podcast Show here on EPN.
Hey, Eric, how you doing? Thank you so much for having me on, man.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you as well. So tell us, let's go back to the beginning. How did you get your start?
Oh, wow. Actually, I kind of got my start as a child. My parents bought me a drum kit for Christmas at one time, and I kind of fell in love with music at that point. I started learning every instrument that I could, and I actually started off as a bass player, and my performance, everyone around me was like, ah, man, you know, you seem like more of a lead vocalist. You kind of get interactive with the crowd, and our singer at the time did not. He kind of like turned his back to the crowd. So that's kind of where I got my start. I mean, you know, it was kind of, I just fell in love with music. I mean, as soon as, you know, my parents were big country fans and, you know, 80s music. So it was kind of, I grew up, you know, listening to all that stuff. And in the 90s, you know, where I grew up, you know, Alice in Chains was like one of my biggest, Alice in Chains and Soundgarden were like 2 of my biggest influences that, you know, once I heard those guys, I was kind of like lost in the moment, you know, and, but that's kind of where I got my start.
Yeah. One Christmas day long ago. How about that? Now, how would you describe your sound to those who don't know you, and has this evolved over time?
You know, it's funny. We hear a lot of people say that we're kind of like a mix between, if 3 Days Grace, Godsmack, Disturbed, and Papa Roach had a baby, it would be Silver Tongue. For me, it's kind of more on the lines of, you know, if it's just a heavy groove-oriented music. And, you know, and we tap into a lot of different areas. You know, there's a lot of orchestration that goes into our music as well.
Now, you've had a lot of success in such a short amount of time, including several songs on the Billboard charts. Really impressive. What do you attribute all your success to?
Oh, well, thank you. Probably more on the lines of hard work and persistence. I think, you know, we've written so many songs now, you know, that we're starting to teach ourselves how to write a good song. And I think that's where a lot of that came from, the actual determination of, you know, not just writing music, you know, but connecting with our own music. Because we figure, you know, we're 4 different people in one band, and you know, so we all have different inputs and different outputs of things. So it's eventually somewhere along the line, there's going to be other people out there that have the same connection with us. You know, they'll have the same feelings that I do, or Dano, or Cody, or TC. You know, somewhere along the line, you're gonna catch that moment that people are gonna start to connect with your music, you know, as well as they do with bands like Papa Roach and Godsmack and everyone. And so I think more or less that's kind of where this is where our growth has come from. And I think by pushing and pushing and pushing the envelope for ourselves, that's where a lot of our success is falling into. I mean, you know, just like a year ago, I think it was a year ago, we in Maryland, they hold what they call Maryland Music Awards. And we were nominated for 2 of those awards at that time. And we were just excited just to play it because, you know, here was a lot of our peers and a lot of people that we looked up to in the music industry that were there. And they're, you know, the part of this is being judged by them. So these are people that have a little bit more knowledge than we do. But the amazing thing is we were nominated for best heavy metal band of 2016 and breakout artist of the year. And we won them both. And we were totally blown away by it. But and here again, I contribute all that to the hard work that we put in.
And obviously, the hard work certainly has paid off big time. Today, we're joined by Speed, the lead vocalist of hard rock band Silver Tongue, joining us here today on the E-Musician Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, you've done most of the work on your own. Just want to get clarification on that, and meaning without a major record label backing you. Can you explain to our listeners how you do this and what goes into being an independently successful band?
Yeah, actually, it kind of goes back to the hard work, but, you know, a lot of people feel that, you know, when you get into a band, it's just about playing live music, and there's so much that goes behind that, because, you know, with a major record label, they have, a lot of times they have people that will come forth and tell you how to do these things and you know, kind of push you along. We're kind of like our own major label, you know, we kind of push each other, you know, when it comes down to just performing songs. You know, not only do you have to write good songs, you have to be able to perform them live, you know, and in order to do that, there comes a lot of rehearsals, you know, and then there's touring, and, you know, we set up a lot of our own touring. We work with a lot of different agencies. But behind all of that, you know, there's also the business side of things. You know, we love to tour and we love to play live, you know, because we feed off of our audiences. But some of the bigger stuff, to become an independent band, you have to know your social media, you have to understand marketing, you have to understand how to distribute your music to get it out there. And then, you know, then you got to become, you know, almost like a, I wouldn't say a politician, but you kind of have to become a politician for your band to go out there and, you know, shake hands and meet people. And, you know, and that's one of the big things that a lot of bands, I don't know if they see it these days, but go out there and meet people. You know, it's, you know, a lot of people say to us, oh, man, you guys have made it. And, you know, we haven't even come close to making it. You know, we're definitely successful, but being successful in our minds just means, well, now we have to work harder and we have to be better for our fans. And I think being an independent artist, you realize these things, you know, to where, you know, you all the way down, you have to be your own secretary. You know, you have to do all of these things yourself without a major label. You know, go out there and make some money to put it back into your band or your business, how whatever you want to call it. For us, it's a business. You know, we have a great time being a band, but there's also a business behind it that is what drives us to get out there. And you know, a lot of people say, oh, that sounds like a lot of work. Well, it is a lot of work. But your benefit to a lot of that is getting out there and playing in front of audiences and meeting people, seeing the people that not just appreciate what you do, but they also connect to what you do, which in turn makes us humble and appreciate each and every one of our fans out there. So being an independent band, you have to remember, if this is what you're going to do, you have to be able to do everything. You know, make your own posters, make your own phone calls to you know, agencies. All of this means independence, meaning if you're a band, you got to be the business behind it as well.
Some really good pieces of advice right there, and we can't thank you enough for that. Now, I'd be curious if you had any other advice that for other independent bands or artists out there trying to do what you do.
Oh, yeah. Study on how to write a good song. Don't just, you know, study your instrument. I mean, study your instrument, without a doubt. You know, be the best guitar player you can, singer, drummer, bass player, flute player, whatever it is that you want to be the best that you can, but study how to create good music. You know, understand what connects with people. Those things are more, I believe, to be trade secrets of successful music. You know, I mean, anybody can put out, you know, once you're a really good guitar player, you know, you can put out an album worth of technical music, and that's great, and some people will connect with it. But did you write a good song? I think that's where it all comes from. Take the time, for any younger bands that are coming up, take the time to learn how to write a good song, and then perform a good song. That means a lot of rehearsals, and one of the biggest things you're going to have to understand is coming up as a young artist, and, you know, and even us in our shoes, there's a lot of sacrifice. a lot of sacrifice. This means, like with us, this Christmas, you know, we weren't home. We were out on the road to meet people and you know, grow our fan base. And I don't think that ever stops. So if you're an independent band, be honest with yourself. Is this really what you want to do? Because if it is, you got to give it all. You can't do it halfway, because that's what you're going to get back. You're going to get halfway back. If you're going to be an independent artist and be out there and you really want to make this your career, just like any career, you got to learn it. You got to own it. You got to be it.
And there's a whole lot you can learn from any angle of business from those things that you just said right there. Well stated as well. Now, you just released an all acoustic EP entitled Lighten Up and now a DVD to accompany that. What was all that like?
Oh, that was pretty amazing. Because we really never did, you know, we never really performed a lot acoustically. We just, you know, had an opportunity with Zach Myers from Shinedown at one time to go out and play. And we did some touring with him acoustically. And you know, our fans kind of started to like it. They were like, wow, man, you know, we didn't know that you could play these heavy songs acoustically. So we've seen some of the surge come off of that. And at that point in time, we kind of looked at each other and we were like, you know, let's do something different. Let's kind of, you know, throw it out there to our fans. So what we did is we took some time off the road and we got together and we broke these songs down part by part, chord by chord, to really express what these songs, they're not just like, for example, our song Devil's Advocate is one of our heavier songs, but now we do it acoustically as well, you know, when we do the acoustic tours. But we broke them down to the points of with this, you know, breaking, when you break a chord down, it's not just a chug, it's not just a, you know, a heavy hitting chord. Now you got to make it clean, you got to make it make sense, it's got to really become clear to the listener. And we did that with each and every one of these songs. We changed some of the songs, we gave it different feels, and you know, we experimented a lot with those, with the acoustic stuff. And it was great to do it, because it taught us, here again, you know, you think you know everything that you're doing, and we didn't know. You know, we had to teach ourselves, and it was a great experience, because we understood more of where our own music comes from. You can always learn from yourself and others, but when you learn from yourself and you see that this is what was so great about the acoustic, and it actually ended up being a live acoustic recording, because you know, we got ballsy enough to say, hey, let's invite some of our friends from the industry and have them watch us record it. And we did that, and you know, we had a bunch of people from the industry and media, and they were in the recording studio with us while we were recording all this live. You know, you talk about putting pressure on yourself, it's already tough enough to be in the studio and record, and don't make any mistakes acoustically, because then you got to go back and redo it all over again, especially the way we did it. And it turned out great. And, you know, then later on, our manager, David, was saying, you know, he, through the whole time of all this, you know, he's asking us to do interviews. And we're like, man, what are we doing all these interviews for? You know, we're taking, you know, taking a lot of personal experience from the road and everything that we're doing, and we're doing these interviews, and we thought it was great. And then come to find out, he said earlier in November, he said, we're going to put out a DVD. And we had never done this before. So we're kind of like going off, you know, going off our own hinges and going, all right, here we go. Let's try this again and see what happens. This is a whole new experience for us. So the DVD thing, I can't really say what, you know, what it's going to come out to be like. I mean, I've seen some clips. I have not seen the whole thing yet, but I've seen some clips of it. And it's, I didn't think, I guess for myself, I wasn't thinking how well this was really going to come out. But from what I've seen so far, the gentleman behind the camera, Wade Spencer, and Flick have just done an amazing job on the recordings and the editing, as far as I can see. But the cool thing is, we're only going to make it available on our Pledge Music campaign to the fans. We're not going to just like put it out there all over the place. It's going to be something special, because there's a lot of really intimate moments that we weren't expecting to go, you know, in an interview, and they did, which is kind of good. You get to see a whole different side of myself and Dano and Cody, and I guess what I'm saying is, you know, there's a side of us that most people don't get to see. Now you're going to get a chance to see it.
Pretty cool stuff there, and thanks for getting into some of those details. Lastly, what's next for Silvertongue? What's in the works?
Oh, man. In January, we go back into the studio to record the next EP. This is the music that we have already. It's I cannot wait for it to come out because it's heavy. It's got groove. It's got attitude. It's got swing. It's all over the place, but it's amazing music so far. And touring, we're going to be doing a lot of touring this year to get out there. And we're going to do some acoustic tours along with some of the heavier shows. Some festivals are coming up for this year, but we're going to go visit some new places we haven't been. We cannot wait to get to those areas, and, you know, like in Texas and stuff, we cannot wait to say hello to everyone down there. But yeah, a lot of touring, more recording for the new EP in 2018. There's a lot of excitement from off the success that we've had in the last couple of years. There's a lot of excitement to build onto that, and, you know, we kind of put the bar up for us. Well, actually, we've kind of become the bar. So now it's like, you know, it's going to be an exciting 2018. That's really what I can say about it. All of those things that I've already mentioned are definitely going to happen. So all I can say is 2018, another part of the world is going to get to know who Silvertongue is.
Well, Speed, it certainly has been good to have had you. Got a lot of exciting things going on and a lot of incredible worth ethic that we can certainly take off and run with some of the things that you've shared with us here today. Where can listeners get further details on the band Silvertongue?
You can go to www.silvertongue.com, and you spell tongue, T-U-N-G.com. And I gotta tell you, Eric, thank you so much, man, for having me on. And you know, hopefully I made some new friends on here. And if they want to contact us, you know, on any of our socials, we do answer our socials. We have one admin, but that admin pushes everything over to us, and we will talk to you face to face, whatever it takes. I'll call you on your phone. I don't care what it is. But, you know, we're just out there to grow our fan base and meet new people and create some excitement for everyone in life. You know, we only have one life to live, so let's live it and live it right.
And we certainly appreciate your time, Speed, and all that you're doing. And it's really been great to have had you with us. And continued success. Hopefully we can catch up with you down the road right here on the E-Musician Podcast Show. You have yourself a prosperous and happy new year.
Thank you, Eric. You do the same, man. And everyone out there, be good, be rough, be real.
And you heard it right here. We've been speaking with Speed, the lead vocalist of hard rock band Silvertongue, that has released 3 albums and hit the Billboard mainstream rock radio chart 3 times, and with their last single, You and Me, debuted at number 1 on the Billboard mainstream rock radio's most added list, and it remained on the charts for 9 consecutive weeks. They released their first acoustic EP, Lighten Up, to critical acclaim, and the accompanying DVD will be available later this winter. And for all the details, simply visit silvertongue.com. Now let's listen to a clip of Silvertongue's work. You've been listening to the E-Musician Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye, and we do thank you for tuning in.
Time for you to step.
This is the ePodcast Network.